Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, dear listeners. You've reached the Amelia Project. The 12 Deaths of Christmas will only be available on the regular feed until the end of January, after which it will disappear like one of our clients and become exclusive to Patreon. If you'd like to get permanent and ad-free access to it and get early access to Season 5 Part 3 once it's ready, consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. Day 10 is dedicated to our patron Boo, who will stab herself in the chest when the blade of a joke shop knife fails to retract. We will give her a new life as a professional donut taster in the Upper Hebrides. Thank you, Boo. We enjoyed meeting you at Pod UK and hope to meet you again at a future event.
Good Lord. Is anyone else... No. No one else is awake yet. I'm stiff. I am too old to sleep in the back of a van. If only Daisy hadn't fallen asleep in my armchair. Gosh, there are a lot of creatures in this van. Doves sleeping on the head of geese. A partridge snoring in a milk pail. Calling birds nesting between udders. Sweet. All of God's creatures getting along swimmingly. Well, I say swimmingly. Only 5 of the swans and 1 of the dancing ladies went to bed in the paddling pool. She must be freezing. I wonder if this is how Noah felt when sailing the ark. Oh, and look at that! The first beams of sunlight over the Pennine landscape. What a sight! Oh, someone has to... Alvina! Alvina, wake up! You're missing out!
What, huh?
Look at the light!
Yeah, pretty.
Pretty? Alvina! Oh, you nutnik! Amelia! Amelia!
Dorothy!
No, it's me.
Have we extracted Dorothy yet?
I'm still working on a plan.
That's the third plan we've come up with for the same daughter.
I know, but sometimes...
Because of those bloody dancing ladies...
Shh! You'll wake them up and they'll start cha-cha-chaing again. Or worse, the Macarena.
Well, because of Footloose, Dirty Dancing, and the rest of the cast from Riverdance surrounding the van like a swarm of ballroom dancing bees, we couldn't do yesterday's disappearance. So now we have to extract 2 sisters in 1 day, and you better get moving to save Dorothy.
I will, but first, why don't you look out the window?
I dreamed about a farmhouse and a tornado.
And I dreamed about Kozlovsky as a lion, Salvatore as a tin man, and Joey as a scarecrow. He wouldn't even need a costume. But it won't work. The rest of us would have to be either munchkins or winged monkeys, and I know Alvina would protest. But look at the sunrise.
I want Dorothy out of there by the time I wake up.
Good luck.
Amelia! Someone has to appreciate this sunrise. Salvatore! Salvatore! Wake up!
What is it?
You have to see this!
Is it the Lords?
What?
The Leaping Lords? That's today, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Amelia said to keep watch.
Then it's good I woke you up.
Yeah. Joey?
Huh?
You're on Lord Watch.
I was awake!
Guys, look. Isn't it magnificent? Pink sunbeams over a snow-covered landscape. It snowed. It snowed a lot.
So?
It snowed a lot, Salvatore.
Shall we have another snowball fight?
I've been working on a snow bazooka.
Haha, dope!
But I left it at the office.
Aww.
No, today you two won't be fighting. Today you'll be building.
Snowmen?
A snow castle.
Awesome!
But we're lord spotting.
I'll look out for Leaping Lords. You two have a disappearance to execute. And we have to move fast. There's a lot to build before the Hollingworths wake up. And we need to get this done before 10 Lords leap into the picture and ruin everything.
Haha, yeah!
Building a snow castle isn't hard.
We're experts!
I know you are! That's why I'm sending you into the Hollingworth's garden. It needs to be erected fast, it needs to be steady, and it needs to be big.
All our snow castles are big.
Oh, no, 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 no. This one, this one has to be a castle unlike anything you two have ever built.
Like, bigger than when we built the Golden Gate Bridge?
Bigger, Joey. Bigger.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Ladies, 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 dancing ladies, listen, listen. I appreciate that you are trying to teach the milkmaids to tap dance, but you need to stay at the back of the van. The back of the van. Otherwise, you'll trample on the geese's feet again, and they really don't like it.
Oh, dear. Sorry about
no,
that.
No, pipe down. Don't say a word. When you ruin a disappearance, you don't get a say. That's how it works. As for the milkmaids, I understand that following your lessons on samba and quickstep is exciting to move on to the Paso Doble, but you have to watch your cows. Daisy nearly ate Romeo. To be fair, he does look like a haystack. I don't know what Juliet sees in him. And Magic just shat all over Patrick.
Let's say...
Right.
Nothing a quick wash won't sort, eh?
I have no idea how to clean him.
And Alvina...
Yes?
Don't clean him in the paddling pool.
Does it really matter anymore? It's not water in there, it's mud.
Exactly. So don't clean Patrick in the paddling pool.
Copy.
In fact, no one is allowed in the paddling pool until we have decontaminated it.
Aww, fair.
That goes for you too, Brunhilde, Artud, Fricka, Freya, Voglinde, Velgunde, and Floshilde. Not even swans are allowed. Understand? And you?
Me?
Yes. You'll watch the French hens.
Sure. I mean, that shouldn't be too hard.
They're bored. Show them Amelie de Montmartre on your phone.
I could, only I don't know how to access...
Françoise can show you. She's really dexterous with her talons.
All right.
What will you do?
I am going to be the human shield between the geese, the gosling, and everyone else. They're all fierce geese, but Geese Witherspoon is in her own league when she's protecting little Ryan Gosling. Piss the geese off again, and they'll start goose-stepping, you know what I mean?
I do, yes.
Was that everyone? Any questions?
Hello. Can I just ask, do we have to stay inside the van? I mean, it's getting very hot, isn't it?
We cannot risk being spotted.
Might take off all my clothes.
Oh, talking of spotting, who's on Lord Watch?
Oh, that's me, I think.
Great. Yeah. You can hand over to Clarabelle when you're done, and then Clarabelle hands over to Jacques.
Sorry, will this take long? Yeah, because, you know, we've been in the back of this van for more than 24 hours, and I don't think that's legal.
I've been assured the disappearance will be over shortly, isn't that right?
Oh, yes. Any minute now.
Good. You're all dismissed. Behave.
Okie dokes.
You two, in the driver's seat. Now. Okay. Care to tell me how the hell this disappearance is gonna happen? I don't like not being in the loop.
Today's disappearance is like Frozen meets Jim Henson's Labyrinth.
Okay.
Intriguing.
It's poetical. It's mythical. It's metaphorical.
As long as it's practical.
It's all the owls.
I just hope we can extract Dorothy and Gemma Hollingworth before the lords appear. Back when the gifts turned up at the office, we were sort of fine, weren't we?
Not really. We'll never get the photocopier to work again after Joey tried to use it as a butter churn.
Well, in his defense, we do have to do something with all that milk.
And Magic ate my calligraphy set. How on earth do I fake signatures now?
Well, at least they didn't ruin an ongoing disappearance. Yesterday was a clusterfuck sodomized by a flopperoo. And if the lords arrive at the wrong time and the wrong place...
I've been worried about what kind of leaping they do. Do you think they leap onto people?
Like rabid dogs?
Or facehuggers?
Or chuggers?
Hopefully they'll just leap around people. Like frogs. They are lords. They should have some sense of decorum.
Huh, what, like politicians?
Well, provided we get this done before the lords arrive, we can forget about yesterday's failures. Today we'll set everything straight.
Tell us.
In the wee hours of the morning, I sent Joey and Salvatore to build the biggest snow castle anyone has ever seen. Bang in the middle of the Hollingworth Hall Gardens.
A snow castle?
Oh, but this is no ordinary snow castle.
Uh-huh.
No, no, no. There are tunnels, stairs, slides, dead ends. Imagine The Maze and The Shining only across several floors.
Okay.
Waking up, Cuthbert and his remaining daughters will discover a huge fortress of ice erected in the back garden. Glistening in the sun, it will beckon them to enter with its icy siren song. Dorothy Hollingworth, being the curious sister, defies the objections of her father and enters the twisting, turning corridors of ice, keen to explore the mysteries of the magic castle.
And then?
She enters and disappears from view. Soon, they can't even hear the echo of her footsteps. Mr. Hollingworth calls her name. Dorothy? Dorothy? Dorothy! But there's no answer.
Oh.
What's happened?
What's happened? That's the question. Why didn't she listen to him? Has she slipped and hurt herself? Has she been knocked unconscious? Or is there something more sinister waiting for them at the heart of the castle?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Gemma Hollingworth, being the brave one, decides to go in after her. She will retrieve her sister. Daddy can trust her, she says. But she won't be foolhardy. She will wear a rope around her waist. Now, if something happens, she'll tug on the rope and the others can pull her out.
Clever.
And so it is done. Gemma enters the cold, sparkling citadel, tied to a long rope. She walks deeper and deeper and deeper until the blinding white walls swallow her and she too is out of view. The rope keeps unfurling further and further and further until suddenly the rope is tugged. Mr. Hollingworth and his two remaining daughters start pulling Gemma out. Has she found Dorothy or has something happened to her? They pull and pull, but it is heavy. So very heavy. Lara gets tired. Pamela gets tired. But Daddy, oh, Daddy Hollingworth isn't going to lose another daughter. Not today. Sweating profusely, muscles aching, he pulls and he pulls. But why this immense weight? Is it because he's pulling both daughters to safety all by himself?
And then?
And then it appears, sliding out of the castle at the end of the rope. A sculpture.
A sculpture?
An ice sculpture depicting Dorothy and Gemma, the two daughters lost in the maze.
They turn into ice.
Ice.
Cool. And you did two sisters with one disappearance. Not bad. Joey and Salvatore can pull this off.
Have you seen Salvatore with a chainsaw and a block of ice? He's an artist. He even shapes the ice cubes in my Manhattans into little New York skylines.
Wow. Death by Snow Castle.
I told you, it's poetic.
My only objection is it reminds me why I don't like fairy tales. Hey, Serge, stop fornicating with the pear tree. The calling birds are sleeping in it. Serge!
In! In!
Move it, move it, move it!
Hey, vertebrates, bovines, primates, shift over!
Dorothy, grab my hand.
Gemma, this way. There you go.
Here are two pillows, two blankets. Just squeeze in between the geese and the cows. Dancing
whoa.
Ladies, out of the way now. This is no time for the can-can.
Come on now.
Whoa,
seatbelts! Do we have seatbelts back
all
here?
All right, everyone. Well done. Let's head home. This has been quite the ordeal, and we really deserve our lunchtime Veuve Clicquot. And that goes for everyone.
Not the goslings.
Not the goslings.
Dorothy, Gemma, how was it? How are you feeling? Do you need anything? Some water or some bird poo?
Oh, shit.
No time for chit-chat. Here they come.
Who?
Oh, darn.
Look,
in the rearview mirror.
10 leaping lords, right on our tail.
Holy fuck!
Mamma mia!
How can they leap that fast?
Drive, drive, drive!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.